Thanks for joining me, Sunshines. It's just gone 10 past 12 on the Saturday. I was hoping to go to Hollywood Bets Durbanville. Unfortunately, plans didn't work out. But let's hope it's a good one come Saturday night, because there are some horses at prices. Hollywood Bets Greyville on the turf come the Sunday. Eight races are carded. The first race gets underway at 12:35, so do ensure that your Champion Punters Challenge selections are on for the first leg of the bipod. It is the www.tabgold.co.za maiden plate. It's run over 6 furlongs. On the subject of Hollywood and the Syndicate in particular, I think they've got some very nice runners on the day. The first race, they send out Umtombo Walwazi. Clinton Binder only has the one runner for the day. This is the second run after the rest, and gelding brings some Gauteng form into the mix here. I see on the website, www.hollywoodbets.net, is priced up currently at 0.72, so just over 7 to 10. At one stage was it even money, but is shortened back in. Then you've got number 5, Can't Catch Me, who is at 3.57 to 1. This is a filly who's undergone a stable change, rested for some time, but I didn't think the form lines were the worst. So when it comes to the first, at least, we are going very much with the form, the one from the 5. Reading through the comments on the debutants, they all pretty much read the same. We'll need the experience, we'll need further. So 1 from 5 to start us off. Then we go to race 2, which is the first leg of the Place Accumulator. It's the Gold Circle Racing YouTube channel, over 1,200 metres. It's a maiden plate. In this race, there's not that much form to go about. There's a scratching, by the way. Take out number 6, Miraculous Man. The favourite is number 1, Global Dollar, who's at 1.33 to 1. If you look at the first two runs, it's been fairly close up. There have been some excuses too. Green, eased, cast a shoe, and last time out, broke through the front of the gate. However, in this race, there's a bit of money coming for a horse that I like. And that horse is called Time to Meditate, number 4. I see on Hollywood was 14.29 to 1, into 10 to 1, and now 8.33 to 1. So there's been support there. I tell you why I like this horse is because you've got this apprentice Kacherdi, who I often go for in KZN, who claims he's 4. So we got 56 kgs on the back. If you look at the first run, there was a tad of support, shortened from 33 to 1 to 16 to 1. Didn't show. Cast a shoe. Was well beaten off behind, imposing. But I had a look at the siblings. Those siblings are, this is a half-brother to a horse we know well in the Eastern Cape, who shows blitz, very fast speed, a horse called Stranger Danger, and also a full brother to a horse called Gin and Tonic. So I just thought that there was scope for improvement here. So I'm going with the 4, Time to Meditate, from the 1, Global Dollar, then the 5 and the 9. 4-1-5-9 in the second. Race 3, www.galloptv.co.za, maiden plate, of course, for your KZN viewing. In the third race, start of the pick 6, the favourite is Green Chili, who opened 2.27 to 1, came into 2 to 1, is now 1.8, 2 to 1. Fabulous has eased from 2 to 1, has gone 5 to 2. This one is returning from a rest of 69 days, is fabulous. After that, they're betting 4.55 to 1. Now, the Hollywood Syndicate send out a horse who first time out ran behind Canadian Summer. Last time out, there was support in the betting. There was a bit of talk that that was possibly the value. Unfortunately, this 500,000 buy had the blinkers on for the first time and completely over-raced. And that gave the horse no chance late on. Found no extra. Muzi Yerni is the rider. I just thought 500,000 purchase in a field like this and the first three runs, there could be improvement. I see from 7.14 has gone to 10 to 1. I like this one to run into the money at 16 to 10. So, therefore, I'm going with the 7, Zinni Kele, in front of the 9, Green Chili, who did run on well last time out. After that, the 5, and then the 10. 7, 9, 5, 10 in race 3. Once again, there's a good price there. Race 4, following the Box Seat podcast, over 1,400 metres. This is a maiden play. Should be off at 20 minutes past two. In race four, the favourite is the 9, Quandary. Quandary is at 2-1. Number 7, Captain of the Green, is quoted at 2.86-1. And this is the horse I like. First time out of the races was unfancied, 25-1. But didn't run badly. Run 6th behind Winter Pearl. And if you go and have a look, the 5th horse has come out and won. That was without question. And the 7th horse, American Dream, has won. I just thought this one could well improve. So I'm going with the 7, Captain of the Green, in front of number 11, Majestic Warrior, who returns from a 109-day rest. There have been 2 runs on the poly track. This is from the Peter Musket Yard. So now tries the turf. The comment there is forward enough to do himself justice. So 7-11, then the 9-8. 7-11-9-8 will do it for me in race 4. Race 5 is a wide-open maiden over 2,200 metres. It's hard to separate them here. They've got Duke of Africa, 2.86-1. Duke of Africa's been noted to be running on the poly track. 1 Dawn Mission. I normally brass Dawn Mission at 3.33-1. Has had those 7 seconds, but I think is better suited to the turf. So I do give Dawn Mission a chance this time. Greenback Currency is then at 4.55-1. I'm going with Mr. Yerney again to run into the money at least. 7.14, 12-10. I like a bit of the 7 Temperate Zone, who has been noted to be passing horses recently. So the 7 Temperate Zone from the 2 Greenback Currency, the 1 Dawn Mission, and the 9 Duke of Africa. 7-2-1-9. But as I say, it looks like a tricky race, does the 5th. Race 6, merit-rated 86 handicap for the fillies and mares. Southern Cape is at 2.86-1. Scratch J, Sacred Blues. Draw line through 7, Sacred Blues. Now, Oso Squishy has won the last 2 on the poly. Of course, now we're on the turf, but has won so convincingly by over 3 lengths. If you have a look, the penultimate victory over Rotunda, that form line, there have been 4 runners, 3 winners, and 1/3. So that does stand out. Obviously, it was upped penalty for the recent form. So an 8-point hike on that last victory. But the apprentice claims the allowance down to 56. Apprentice Kacheri, who's ridden this one very well, the last 2 starts. So you've got to respect Oso Squishy. I see Monashard has come down from the ludicrous rating of 106 down to an 87. But in this race, I like a bit of Chelsea Flower, number 1, who has Keegan de Mello in the irons. He was aboard last time out. I just thought Chelsea Flower was the horse that I would be going with in race 6 in front of the form horse Oso Squishy. And the price on Chelsea Flower is 4.55 and a placing there at 0.77. So the 1 Chelsea Flower in front of the 4 Oso Squishy, then the 6 Southern Cape. Who's the other one? The 8 Desert Rose. 1, 4, 6, 8. Race 7, Greyville Convention Centre, merit rated 78 handicap. The betting on the 7th race reads as follows, with the favourite here, Wiccan Warrior, at 2.27-1. In fact, it's coming from 3.03. I just had my doubts about this one. This is a 3-year-old, carrying 57.5, has been off for 70 days. Look, without question, Frank the Form, from the Gareth Van Sale Yard. I suppose you must have some respect. But the selection for me is going to be a Hollywood horse. A horse that has done very well over the 1400, and that is Rolf the Rascal. If you have a look at the last 8 runs over this distance, a 1st, a 2nd, and 4/3. Rachel Wernicke has the ride. They've also got Kitchikel, number 1, who last time out won the maiden. Kitchikel is at 3.57-1, the market driver to Wiccan Warrior. The price about Rolf the Rascal has gone from 8.5 out 10-1, 2-1 a placing. You'd also like a bit of Black White Dynamite, but what worries me there is 4 runs at this track, no places. 6 runs on the turf, no places. Obviously, prefers the poly track. At the end of the day, I'm going with 3 Rolf the Rascal at the price in front of the 1 Kitch Ackle. That's the 1 on the card. And then after that, the 8 and then the 11. 3-1-8-11. Which takes us on to race 8, the Hollywood Bets Bright Future. Now, I'm going with two horses that I often go for. One of them is the 12, who is, well, some say Asling. I see it's Ashling, but whatever the case may be, from a 99 to a 69, the merit rating, 483 days since the last win, but down another point to a 69. The other one is our friend Mr. Kacheri. Can he deliver you with the 51 kgs? Hasn't won for 484 days, but gone from an MR of 85 to a 64. If you go through some of the form lines, have a look at that Swiss Bank, for example, the penultimate run. There she goes, is now 9.5 kgs better off. Then if you go to the Magic in Motion run, you will find that this horse is 5.5 kgs better off. There she goes with retail therapy, for example. So there she goes, is at 10 to 1 a win, a place 2.3, scratched as Desert Pride, by the way, the 4 is out. I'm going to go with the 5 at that price. There she goes, in front of the 12, the 11, the 10, and the 6. 5, 12, 11, 10, 6. Let's hope a couple of these roughies arrive. We'll be absolutely over the moon. We're going to get on momentarily. Don't worry about that. We've got plenty racing to come. On the Monday, KZN, the Tuesday, Hollywood Bets, Durbanville. The Wednesday, we're back in KZN, so plenty ahead. Let's hope we have a good run. Thank you for joining me. See you next time. Hit them hard, Sunshines. Bye-bye.